My name's Martin Crew, and I'm the director of Barnardo Scotland.
Tell us about the fundraising aspect of this, because I know this, the experience dominates this, but there's also a really important reason why this is happening.
Yeah, and we're so grateful that Barnardo Scotland is the beneficiary from this this great opportunity. And we have services on both sides of the bridge in Fife and Edinburgh, and we use the money to help children with difficulties who we support in schools on both sides of the bridge. And as everybody knows, during COVID, it was a very tough time for a lot of children and families, and this is going to make a terrific difference.
Yeah, a tough time, obviously, during COVID, because obviously they wouldn't have benefited from the funding that would have come from the revenue sales and everything. So I imagine they'll be as delighted as visitors here to have this back.
Yeah, I mean, it just feels like win-win all round, and it's a joyous event. We have people from across the world, and I've volunteered at it, and it's a great experience. I'd encourage everybody to do it at least once.
Obviously, this is a UNESCO heritage site, you know, amid obviously its big presence in this part of the world. So, you know, it's not just about the views, but also about, I imagine, the heritage of this place as well.
Yeah, and one of the parts which is unique to the experience is that we've got some volunteers from the Briggers who are so knowledgeable about the history. So it isn't just a quick pop up the top. You actually get the full experience and the historical context as all in the ticket price.
Frankie Hay, researcher, the Briggers.
Tell us a bit about this special event, because obviously this is a very celebrated landmark on a world scale.
Yes.
But obviously you've got quite an insight into this place, don't you?
Well, we do. Our job, why the Briggers came together, was to produce the names for the memorials. And there's a memorial here in North Queensferry and one in South Queensferry. And we identified 73 men and boys who worked on the bridge. But then it took us so long, it took us longer to do that than it took to build the bridge. So what we do during the Barnardo's event, we give people just a quick 10 minutes talk because they're desperate to get up there. And then we give them or involve them in an interactive rivet demonstration, which is great fun. And so they come in groups of 13 as sort of individuals or couples, and they go out as a group, which I think is rather nice. It helps. And it also gives them an appreciation of what an intensely difficult job it was to build this fabulous bridge.
Definitely, yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, we're talking about, well, it was 1890 when this opened.
Yes.
And now we're talking about, if I've done my maths right, 132 years. So, yeah. I mean, that's definitely still going strong after all this time.
It is. And when you think about it, there's 54,000 tons of steel, and it was really largely made by hand. All the plates we're looking at here at the Fourth Bridge today were manhandled into place and then riveted.
So it's not really just about the views, but for the people taking part in the Barnardo's events, this is going to be about getting to know more about this structure, which I suppose many of them either travel through every day on the train, or perhaps they're in a car or on a bus and they see it while they're going over on the Forth Road Bridge or the Queen's Ferry Crossing.
That's exactly what it's about. It's to give them an appreciation of the bridge, because it's a worldwide iconic structure. Everybody knows the Forth Bridge.
Absolutely, absolutely. And for you, I mean, obviously for me, you know, I'm like an excited kid just being up there, but for you this is obviously your insight and your experience of this is probably the biggest out of everybody here today.
It's all my Christmases.
My name's Christine McDougall and I'm the Director of Communications for Network Rail in Scotland. We feel great. I mean, Network Rail obviously is justly proud of the Forth Bridge. It's perhaps, it's definitely our best known structure, perhaps our most iconic structure in the whole of the UK. So in Scotland, definitely. And we get so many requests to use it. But a charity like Barnardo's, it's something that we couldn't say no to. It's such a wonderful charity. We're so happy that people also get the experience to come up on top of the bridge, which is just so rare. And we're always told how wonderful it is for everybody who experiences that. So it's brilliant to be here today. And after COVID and those 2 years, to have this back up and running, making money for charity again. Bernardo's been the best charity I think we could get for an experience like this.
Yeah, this is the first time you've managed to get this event back on since the COVID pandemic. So you must be totally relieved about that.
We are. We obviously had to be extremely cautious, and obviously passengers across Scotland got that message loud and clear. But the railway did keep going during the pandemic, taking essential workers to their place of work as needed. Nobody was furloughed. So that was good in one way. But obviously we still are recovering from that as a country, as economy, and certainly as a railway. So we're happy that it's a sense of normality is beginning to come back a little bit to the railway. And events like this, as a really happy addition for charity, can go on as well. It's great that it's happening again post-COVID.
I mean, the railway is a really big part, not just of the transport system, but really our culture, our heritage. So I imagine you see this event, you know, going up to the top of the Forth Rail Bridge as one of the jewels in the crown when it comes to celebrating the heritage of Scotland's railway.
Absolutely. As I say, we get so many requests to use the Forth Bridge because of its iconic status and the way it looks, just the amazing huge red structure that it is. So an event like this, because there's limited tickets, that also makes it a bit more of an exciting day out and a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for people. So for a company like Network Rail, which is ultimately a government body, to be able to put that on, it's really exciting and something that's a bit different to what we do in our day-to-day.
Colin Hardy, and I'm the project lead for the maintenance contract on the Forth Rail Bridge. Well, our current contract runs through to the end of March 2024, and it's been an absolute, you know, great job to be involved with. I mean, I'm going into my 22nd year actually working on the bridge here, and I only come here for 6 months to begin with, and then, as I say, heading into my 22nd year. It's one of these projects that just comes along maybe every second generation, and I've been really fortunate and very proud to be involved with it since 2001, and hope to be involved with it for a few more years.
Without question. And I mean, imagine that pride must be reinforced when you see the visitors come up here and actually get to experience the top of the Forth Bridge.
100%. Your face when you went up there, you know, earlier on, and just the views, being at such at the top of such an iconic structure, not just in Scotland, all over the world, and meeting the different people that you meet, and even, you know, them trying on the high vis vests and the hard hats is a wee bit of fun. They're all given an induction before they go up on the bridge. They're made to feel relaxed, know what to expect, and then the bridge visit and the visit up to the top platform is then how they want to experience it. They maybe just want to stand and take in the views. They maybe want to get photographs taken with, you know, if they're there with somebody or on their own. It's just an iconic structure to be involved with, and to get the chance to visit it is really, through Bernardo's and the permission of Network Rail, is really not to be missed.
Absolutely. So really, it's first come, first served, and people have to be at the ready if they're wanting to get a ticket.
Definitely. It's a 3-day event this time, so if people are really really wanting to go for the bridge visit, then get in there, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. I'm sure everybody that comes here, we'll certainly try our best to make sure everybody enjoys their visit.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.